Hi, my name is Danny Dumas, and this is the Earn Your Title podcast. Today, we are going to be talking decision-making. How do you make tough decisions? Over the past 23 years as a firefighter, I have become professional at making decisions, and I have developed a process through trial and error, through reading, through mentorship for people who are much better at this than me, of how to make good decisions. You know, as husbands, we're making decisions every day. As leaders, we're definitely making decisions. Fathers, we have to make these tough decisions. And I want to give you a framework of how this works. So the first thing we need to do is to define what a good decision is. So what makes a good decision? A good decision is based on three things. Is it based on the priorities that I have set forth in my life? Is it made with the most accurate information I can acquire? And number three, did I actually make the decision? And I know the last one seems interesting, and obviously you have to make a decision to make a decision, but I'll go into it. So first, figuring out your priorities. Now, in the fire service, we have a very detailed version of what we should worry about first. The first thing we always worry about is life safety. Are there lives to be saved? And then once we can get to clear that off the table, we have secondary and tertiary priorities. But first, number one, are there lives to be that need to be saved? If so, our decision-making is going to change drastically. We're going to take more risk. We're going to be faster. We're going to, do all these things. But it has to be based on your priorities. So in your life, as a man, if you haven't figured out what your priorities are, you really need to do some deep work. You need to spend some time writing them down, thinking about them, and then you have to put that plan into action. If your priorities are my family, I want to spend more time with my family, then that should be your number one priority. It shouldn't be, I need to make more money. It shouldn't be all these things. Now, I understand we have a base level. We have to meet needs, right? As a man, one of the things we have to do is provide. We have to provide. And I understand that. And that means going to work. It means leaving your family sometimes. But once you've checked the mark off, yes, I am providing. They have food, shelter, clothing, all these things. And then you say, spending quality time with my family is my most important priority. And you're not doing that. You're not living up to your priorities. Now, that might mean you have an option to get a promotion. And that might be a great decision if making the most amount of money is your priority. But if that means taking time away from your family, an excessive amount of time, it doesn't line up. And while that would be a good financial decision and a good choice to make more money, it doesn't line up with your priority. So you really need to sit down and figure what is at the top of my list and realize that your priorities change. If you have young children, spending time just holding them is one of your priorities. As they get older, spending time watching them do things is a priority. And at some point they leave. They leave your house. They move out, hopefully. They get jobs. And then you might be able to go, I'm going to make as big of a legacy financially as I can, and I'm going to go to work. But we have to get those things aligned. So number one, make the decision based on your priorities. Number two, make the decision based on the best, most accurate information you have. Now, we would always like to have all the information, but that is not always the case. Sometimes we have to make split-second decisions, and we can be wrong. We can have bad outcomes based on those decisions. But if we only had a second to think about it, and the information we had was the best, that's still a good decision. If you think, if you're playing baseball, the best time to determine whether or not you should swing at the pitch would be after it's thrown and the catcher catches it and the umpire says, strike. Yep, I could have swung at that one. But you don't get that, right? You have to make that decision when the ball leaves the pitcher's hand. You have to see where it's at, see where it's going, and decide to swing the bat. So don't beat yourself up if you've made, quote unquote, bad decisions or had bad outcomes because the information you had wasn't good. It was the best information you had. You got to take action on that. Which leads me to my third one. You actually have to make a decision. Many of the times where I've failed in my life is because I just did something with no thought whatsoever. Or I just did something that I've always done. Some of the tactical errors I've made as a firefighter were because I didn't put any thought into it as a leader. We showed up and I just did what we always do with no thought. Well, the situation had changed. It wasn't your normal, maybe bread and butter fire where a kitchen fire, we can do it with a small line, a couple people. I was treating a big fire like a little fire. And that can happen in our life where, you know, you come home every day, you say hi to your wife, you give her a kiss, say hi to the kids, and you fail to realize that maybe something bad happened that day, or maybe that your spouse was stressed out, or that your kids had a bad day at work, and you didn't actually make a decision to be present. You didn't make a decision to find out how their day was, and you just went about and you missed an opportunity to truly be in their lives and to be present, because you didn't make a decision. You just went with the flow. You have to make a decision, and you actually have to act. It has to be a conscious choice. Now realize that the outcome isn't guaranteed. You can have the best laid plans, right? You can have gathered all the data, and sometimes life is not fair. Sometimes bad things happen, even though you've made the best possible effort to make the best possible decision. The outcome is not controllable. And when you think about, you know, being stoic, right? The stoic philosophy, you have to control the things that you can control. And when you can't control it, you have to adapt and change and just realize that sometimes life is not fair, but I have to make decisions. As the leader, that is your job. I need to make decisions. So find out your priorities. And truly internalize them. And then when things come up, ask yourself, what decision makes this line up with my priorities? That's it. Does this decision line up with my priorities? Number two, is this decision based on the best information I have? And if you have hours to decide something, get the best, spend some time, do some research, you know, ask your mentors, ask people who have been there ahead of you, ask people who have done this before, get the best information, and then be decisive, make that decision, you know, go after it. That's how you make a decision. Now, I'm going to give you a little side tip. I have found that when I come home from work, and for me, that's after a 24-hour shift, my wife has had the kids for 24 hours. And she is making all the decisions. She's deciding what they eat, where they're going to go play, what park they're going to go to, all these decisions. And these are not big consequential decisions. And I understand that. And I have maybe been making a bunch of decisions at work. And some of them were big decisions that had consequences. And it's really easy for me to come home and not want to do that anymore. And I think if you're a husband, you've experienced that, where your wife is sick of making decisions and you are as well. And so you have an argument over where are we going to eat for, or what are we going to eat for dinner? This is my encouragement to you. Take that from your wife and be the man of the house and make a decision, because it doesn't matter. These are easy decisions to make. Easy. You come home and your wife is just tired of making decisions, and so are you. I'm asking you to be the man of the house. She's asking you to take your role of a leader in that home. So just make a decision. And this is how it might work. You come home, you guys decide to go out to eat. Now, there is the trap of, you say, what do you want to eat? She goes, I don't care. So you say, okay, let's do Italian. She goes, oh, I just had Italian, I don't want that. Which is frustrating. So this is how you make decisions that don't matter, like where you're going to go eat. You come home from work and you decide to go out to eat. You ask your wife, is there anything you don't want to eat? Any place you don't want to go? Let her take the things off the table that she doesn't want, and then just make the decision. It's okay. I know you might not want to. I know I don't always want to, but it's not a hard decision. There's zero consequences for getting it wrong. So make the decision. I don't want to be, you know, the chauvinistic, you know, be the man, but in this situation, be the man, be the leader. Take that from your wife. She's been working hard all day. Your kids have probably been bad. You know, there's things that she doesn't want to deal with. So you deal with it and just do it every time, every time. That's part of being a leader of your home, of your life, of your community. Make those decisions. And many of them don't matter. There's no consequences. So just make it. Take some things off the table, let her, you know, give her input, and then make the decision. So in recap, set your priorities, get the best information, and then take action. That's what this is about. So I hope you've enjoyed this. This is the Earn Your Title podcast. Thank you for listening. I ask two things. One, that you share this with someone that you think might need it. And two, that you take action on this information. And don't forget to earn your title every day. I'll see you next time.